Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, the podcast that likes to say coming up on this week's show, Apple's in hot water. It's been slapped with a $625 million penalty in a patents row. It needs to make a few more of those Apple TVs then. They've been selling out across the US. Oh, and while we're at it, is a new Air finally on the way? What about an Xbox tablet or a 16 megapixel camera phone? Oh, and FIFA 11's done pretty well in the shops, apparently. Plus, we'll be taking a gander at the new tablet edition of T3. We're on there. And by we, I mean the lovely Ree Morgan and the man they can't tame. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Do the noise.
Hello.
You see, everyone likes to say it.
Who's they? The man they can't tame.
Oh, you know.
Just people in general. The tech.
Yeah. They'll never tame.
Big bods.
The big
They'll
man.
Never tame him.
Stick it to the man, Duncan.
Yeah.
I regularly do. Yes, always start with a bumming joke.
Yes.
So, I've brought you all here this week to talk about something very important. No, I haven't.
I should come clean, you know, really, shouldn't I? People may have detected a slight oddity towards the end of the last podcast. Yeah.
You mean the slight oddity that we spelled out, explained in very precise
they may
detail?
Have spotted it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, I was in a remote studio and basically had to leave. I was being booted out before because we'd overrun horribly. So we came up with a cunning tactic of that I would pose the questions
and we'd pretend you were still here.
And then you would answer them without me being there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the high-tech way this podcast is put together.
I think we got away with it.
Yeah, I think so. Dan just goes
surprised.
To a karaoke booth in the centre of London and records into the microphone there and then forwards the tape. And then 3 weeks later, we put the podcast together.
It's excellent. Hey, I am here in person this week. So I say. Anyway, Dunk, I found out my greyhound has high blood pressure this week.
They often do. Whippets and greyhounds are always very highly strong, which is why they make good racing dogs.
How are your levels doing?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Anything getting them going?
The only thing, well, it was two things. The more important thing I'll come into a sec, but we got sent this Arkham DAC today. Mm. DACs are all the rage at the moment because it's a way to sell a box with a load of spec statistics written on it that nobody understands, and you plug it into your computer and the other end into your stereo, and what comes out sounds pretty much the same. But you have the warm glow of satisfaction of having a few more blue LEDs blinking on your pile of equipment.
Yeah.
But it had a feature which Arkham, in its wisdom, is calling the Cloak of Silence.
Okay.
Sorry, the Mask of Silence.
Right.
Yeah, so it's got anti-jitter technology and 44.1 kilohertz Wolfson DAC technology, and then the Mask of Silence.
And what does this do?
How the hell do I know?
No.
I haven't used the product. I imagine it...
it sounds
is that
like
what they call it?
Makes your face really quiet.
Is it kind of anti-background noise filter kind of thing?
It must be something like that.
Does it give you anti-noise thereby making it
people are
quiet?
Just making things up now. It's just getting a bit silly.
Good. Okay.
But the other thing, I never thought I'd say this, but I actually felt a bit sorry for the Microsoft and its Internet Explorer because there was a big news splash this week.
Poor little Microsoft.
Yeah, it's like, it's on its way out, doomed basically, because its share of the browser market has fallen below 50%. For the first time ever, which I thought two things about that. Firstly,
that's still
who on earth is using Internet Explorer on this planet at this point in time? And then secondly, having 49.87% of the market is hardly a disaster.
It's still several billion computers.
Yeah.
So I didn't really understand that story at all. I don't even know why I mention it.
There we are. Excellent. Well, that's why you're here, Duncan.
Yeah.
Get us
anyway,
thinking.
Yeah. You pose the questions that others answer.
I don't always have the answers. I'm just asking the questions. People can tweet in the answers.
Yes, to at T3DOTCOM.
Exactly.
Anyway, on to our top story. And it is that Apple has, it's been fined $625 million for infringing 3 patents. Always a hazard, this, of any tech company. It's over its use of its cover flow feature on the iPhone, the iPod Touch, and the iPad. Apple's been ordered to pay $208.5 million by a jury for each infringement, which comes out somewhere near 625 million, to the company Mirrorworld, which holds these patents.
But it was a couple of patents, wasn't it? There was another one relating to Time Machine, was it?
Yes. The big three seem to be these three, and it seems to be the Coverflow thing that's really landed them in hot water.
I find that so bizarre, because Coverflow, who the hell uses Coverflow? I mean, it's like a nice-looking thing.
Yeah.
But what is the use of it? It's a useless interface.
But other manufacturers have also started using Coverflow now.
Things very much looking like it have cropped up on a lot of other things. You see, patents can be very specific. So it could be, you know, a Coverflow-esque thing on a portable.
Well, they can be very vague, can't they? Maybe the patent is
very vague,
completely useless interface for taking hours to find the song that you want.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how it's listed at the US patent office. We should also point out, should we not, unless the news has changed again since the last email that you sent, that although they've been fined this amount, they now haven't been fined this amount because it's gone to some sort of appeal process.
I'm going to get very technical for a moment in legal processes, but essentially, a jury has said, right, Apple, you've done bad here. You owe this company $625 million. Apple, the final decision they rest with the judge.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And Apple have gone, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, Apple's...
Just Apple, slow down there a minute.
Apple's legal argument basically seems to be, that's a bit much.
Yeah, it is. Because what Apple's...
That's their lawyer stood up and gone, that's a bit much.
There are grounds for them to say this.
Come
because
on, Gavner.
What they're calling it is triple dipping. Essentially,
it's like when you've got a dip.
Essentially, it's like being caught on the same stretch of road three times for speeding.
Yeah.
In essence, it's one offence. But because it's on an iPad, an iPod Touch, and the iPod, or three very similar
like
products,
Jeopardy.
You could say. Yeah, they're saying, we'll take that three times. So Apple is saying, no. Yeah, you should only fine us once. Which would, of course, cut their fine...
To a paltry $208.5 million.
Yeah, which is pocket change for Apple. So that's what the judge is considering at the moment. Apple are going to make some arguments. He's going to decide, and there we go.
How do you think that the jury has come up with this figure, or whoever has come up with this figure, do you think it's so enormous because everybody hates Apple?
I've no idea.
Because how do you put a figure on it?
I don't know whether
they're
directed.
I think it's like if they sold that tech, that was how much money they would sell it to Apple for.
Doesn't that imply that people were buying those products because they wanted to get their hands on the lovely Coverflow interface, which they would then never use? They show to their friends and go, hey, look, all the cover art comes up.
They do show it on all the ads.
I don't use this.
Yeah, they do show it on the ads. But this is also why people employ very expensive lawyers to argue these points.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I just, like, firstly, how do you put a figure on it? And secondly, I don't know, it's all very exciting. Like, basically, everybody's suing everybody on patents. And it's like it's like a total war type scenario. It's like a scorched earth. I mean, who's going to be left standing when all these lawsuits come to the end?
Well, this guy, I mean, because there is this such thing as a patent troll, isn't there, really, who just kind of hoards these patents. They don't do anything. They just have these patents, and then they suddenly pounce whenever someone
people
does anything
URLs
innovative.
To it, as well.
I mean, this guy is not necessarily that. He is a very long-standing technology boffin, you might say.
David Gulertner.
Yeah, and he does have a company, whether it's actually produced anything that has ever had Coverflow or something like it, I don't know, but he had the patent.
I assume he did. He was also once almost blown up by the Unabomber.
He was.
So he's had be described a pretty colourful life.
He wrote a book about that.
It's interesting. But this is actually a slightly unusual one, because I must admit I'm not familiar with Mirrorworlds. I am familiar with the Unabomber, so that's as far as my understanding of this goes. But all the other patent cases, or many of the other patent cases that are going on at the moment, are massive mega corporations suing each other. Like Apple's suing HTC, HTC I think is suing Apple. Nokia is suing everybody.
Well, yeah, Palm was in an immense standoff with Apple, where they both like amassed their patent armies, and if one sues, it's like a Cold War. If one sues, then the other will just sue straight back. So, you know, all the big companies have kind of they're all held in a vice-lock grip. Mm. So,
but there are some actual suits in process, as I understand it, unless it's just saber-rattling, because Apple are definitely saying they're suing HTC, and Nokia are certainly suing everybody else in the world.
And it's not
and
the
Google
first...
Google have got behind HTC, haven't they?
They've moved in to back them up. Yeah.
But not in any very useful... We like what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like a big sister.
Fellas. We'll just stand and watch.
They're kind of Russia to Afghanistan, right. You know? That's what they're...
a bit.
And that didn't turn out too well. But, yeah, I mean, Apple have got in hot water before, many times before. I mean, with Creative was the big one, with the whole interface for the iPod. Creative said... that looks exactly like what we did, you know, a year or two before you ever came up with the iPod. And I don't know where that actually came to court or they settled out of court, but it was certainly a lot of money exchanged hands because of that. So, you know, it definitely affects these companies, but they seem to just carry on regardless, don't they? Maybe you make that calculation.
Thing. That's the weird thing. It's like banking and, you know, like sort of $20 bazillion holes in your country's finances. Never actually seems to make any difference to anything at the end of the day.
Carry on. Yeah.
It's like these massive figures are sort of pulled out of people's asses. And then, but nothing, it's not suddenly, like tomorrow, we're not going to wake up and all those devices by Apple are not going to be on sale anymore.
Yeah.
Apple isn't going to suddenly cease to exist. It's very weird. All I know is that a lot of lawyers, I've never met a poor lawyer.
There we go. On other Apple matters, the Apple TV selling very well in the States. It's selling out in the States.
In America, it's a really good product because they've got, I dare say it'll be a good product over here as well, but they have put in place the stuff you can watch on it.
Well, you've got TV programs as well because here, what is it, £4 something for a HD film you can rent, but in the States
you can rent TV shows and films over here, but practically nothing is available to rent.
Yeah, in the States they've got TV shows for 99 cents, tons and tons of them.
We had one in the office, and we talked about it several times, but it's so small.
It's a lovely, gorgeous thing.
Mm. But I think over in this country it's just sort of glorified media streamer, really, at the moment. But.
Yeah. In the States, it's selling four times better than the old one. As in projected. I don't mean just on the first day it went on sale. Mm. Projected, it's going to sell four times better than the old Apple TV. So they've obviously got something right with this one.
Yeah, figured. Well, they've got like the form factor right, and they've got the actually having something to watch on it element right.
Goes on sale here on Monday, £99. Is it going to be...
I don't think it'll fly over here.
No.
Okay. We need the content, like you say, really.
Well, also, there's so many other ways of getting content in this country. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of ways in America as well, actually. But if
you've got your Wii plugged in, you've got iPlayer, you know.
I think iPlayer on every element of my setup now. My TV's got iPlayer, my Wii's got iPlayer, PS3's got iPlayer.
Do you need Apple TV?
No.
Okay. that's Duncan's verdict right there. And there could be some fresh air.
Oh.
Blowing in soon. You can use that one.
Fresh air laptop.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with that?
Make it smaller. You say even smaller. It's 13.3 inches, which is
thinner.
Big in netbook standards. So it could tip in at about 11.1 inches. It is, yeah. But it could move more towards the netbook, about 11 inches.
Well, I don't know. I think the air always seems... It's like a sort of... showcase for what Apple feels like doing design-wise. It's not really...
I know about three people who have got them, but
I don't know anyone who ever uses one.
Is an iPad now an Air tells you? If they make the Air smaller...
Yes.
You're right. Why would you...
There's a bit of crossover. Yeah. Although you've got full macOS on an Air rather than...
Yeah, iOS.
But yeah, they're a bit like new cars. You kind of notice them when they first come out.
Mm.
And then... I don't remember the last time I saw anyone with an Air.
No. Not that there's anything wrong with them. I mean, they've got sort of decent enough battery.
They're just too expensive compared to a netbook.
Mm.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, you just worry about breaking it. Or I would anyway, because they are, you know, they look so they look so lovely and they're so thin, and you just think, oh, you put them in a rucksack or whatever, and they're just going to bend to the shape of your back, and when you take it out,
possibly,
or you just drop it on the floor.
Ooh. Okay, well, I mean, there's rumours we could be hearing something as soon as next week, so I guess we will keep an eye on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But there is so much more to get through. So let me say. Here is the news. I don't know about MacBook Airs, but a 16 megapixel camera phone could be on the way, courtesy of Sony. It's unveiled a new 16.4 megapixel sensor for mobiles with 1080p video recording. Word is a thinner 8 megapixel version launched at the same time could be heading for the next iPhone.
Speaking of new phones, official looking snaps of LG's new Windows Phone 7 handset, the LG Optimus 7, have landed online. It rocks a touchscreen and 5 megapixel camera. Expect to see at the Microsoft OS launch on Monday.
The manual for Microsoft Kinect controller has been leaked ahead of its November launch, confirming recommendations that players should be 6 foot from the sensor or 8 foot if there's two of you. Other advice, if the sensor isn't working, is to turn on the lights and wear different clothing.
Meanwhile, the vice president of Epic Games has been pondering the what The what? Meanwhile, I'm going to do that again. Meanwhile, the vice president of Epic Games has been pondering what the next Xbox console will be like. Mark Rain says a tablet with built-in Kinect could be the way forward, just as long as you wear the right clothing, of course.
Of course. FIFA 11's hit record UK sales for a sports sim on its opening weekend, shifting 821,000 copies. Twitter users reported midnight queues at supermarkets when it went on sale last week. This week, it's the turn of its main rival, Pro Evo.
Nintendo Wii's have been selling nicely too. Ninty says one in three UK homes now has a Wii after flogging 8.3 million of them.
Ninty.
That's a lot of Wii.
That's I love that how expression. I say it.
Yeah. That's what the kids say.
It's a lot of Wii.
It's a whole lot of Wii.
This is such a weird news, isn't it? It's like just when you think people have gone off the idea that the number of megapixels has to just always go up and up and up, suddenly no, apparently 16 megs.
16 megs. Definitely necessary.
Who are these people who are all buying FIFA 11?
I don't know.
Honestly, I was on Twitter on Friday. There was one tweet. I'm at Asda in Fife. There's about 500 people here. Like, what?
Madness.
What possesses you?
It's so bizarre. What's wrong with... I mean, presume... Okay, I know you want the most recent one or whatever, but if you've got FIFA 10 or the World Cup edition, what's new about this?
It is quite a lot better. There's a lot more player personality involved.
Oh,
you know,
is there, though?
Yeah. The intelligence is better. The goalkeepers are better. The online...
The
online individual team play is better. Or you know, this is what's being touted.
Minutely, incrementally better than in the previous one. And also, you don't want the goalkeepers to be better because it makes it more difficult to score. And that's not good. The other thing about the Kinect apparently also won't work or will struggle a bit if your room is untidy, which we were talking about last week. So that's... So basically... You have to wear the right clothes, tidy your bedroom. It's basically like having your mum come round to stay.
The manual reads like, if you read any manual for just about anything, there'll be all sorts of like, provisos in there that they're kind of just covering their backs with, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
I've never read one that says...
I wonder whether it'll stand up a bit better in actual use.
I don't know. I've never had a manual that says wear different clothes.
Yeah, it's quite
like, that's just...
It does seem a bit odd. Anyway, time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. Duncan.
Yes, well, on reports of a Kinect toting Xbox tablet... Fattleboo8
nice.
Says, what the heck? No, I wouldn't want to be carrying around a tablet to play games. I don't even like Kinect, so that doesn't help.
Yeah,
that's so, a useful tweet. Isn't
it fails, it fails on both counts.
Did it say what the heck originally?
That's
WTH.
Yeah, oh yeah, I haven't kind of, you know, substituted heck for something else.
That's, fair enough.
Those were Fattleboo8's words.
I can see what he means. I mean, if a tablet's meant to be portable, if you like, I don't know, say you're on the tube, what would you just do? Sort of balance it on your lap.
Yeah, well, and then like, move.
And especially if it has
waving your arms around.
If it has Kinect on it, it'll have to be 6 foot away from you, and you'll have to tell everyone in the tube to, you know, put on. You'd have to carry T-shirts for other people to carry, or just make themselves a bit tidier.
Yeah, they have to make more uniform, kind of straight lines.
That should work great on London public transport. Could you just hold this for me, please, sir?
Yeah.
And stand 6 feet away.
Lovely.
No, that's far enough. Yeah. No, come back.
This isn't a running game.
Yeah. You're
there goes another
around.
One.
Yes, there are all sorts of practical problems there. Ree, what have you got?
I've got one from Amarabidali. Is that right? Amarabidali.
Trips off the tongue.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's
right.
Impressive.
Apologies if it's wrong. Has been tweeting about the Samsung Galaxy Tab. I guess the camera and SD expansion plus the added benefit of the smaller size is what makes it expensive. What to choose?
That's a great insight. The fact that it's smaller must make it...
Has this been written by someone at Samsung? Because surely if it's a smaller screen, it's cheaper to make.
So you might think.
It depends how much you have to... Do smaller components cost more?
When it comes to screen, bigger is more expensive.
If you're trying to miniaturize it right down, that's when it starts to become expensive.
If you're trying to cram resolution
7 inches across,
I'm not sure how expensive an SD...
And also micro SD cards. Yeah.
That's you can do that on phones now.
Yeah, yeah. That's what.
So I would say if it's too expensive, go for something.
What was the price in the end? £600
No. It's officially now £499.
£499. Sorry.
Yeah. We have had an update on the budding romance between Lord Otter and Beef Queen. They now want to meet each other for the first time in person at the T3 Awards, because, of course, we're giving away tickets to the person who can come up with the best reason for being there.
Yes.
Otter tweets, "Shall I wait? Tell me, Duncan, shall I? Have you chosen the winner of the T3 Award comp, i.e. Lord O and Beef Queen?"
Well, I haven't, no.
I haven't either.
I don't know who's doing that. I mean, well, Luke's not here this week, and he might well be...
You're such an authority figure that I think everyone's assuming.
Yeah, Luke's the one that probably chose.
No, you're appealing to the wrong man there.
Yes. Mm. How many tickets have we got?
Surely we have to tell them today, because the awards is Monday.
I know. I think we've balls this up, haven't we? There's been a terrible mistake.
Basically, if you live nearby, then... Yeah,
if you're listening to this on Monday and you live in central London, just basically run down to Billingsgate Market.
It's all being done by Twitter. I mean, I assume someone will be informed by Twitter.
Shall we find out?
We'll look into this.
Yeah.
Mind you, once again, this is, by the time this goes up, we probably will have sorted it out, and this entire conversation will be redundant.
Completely.
Congratulations to whoever's coming to the awards.
There we go. Ree, what have you got for your gadget of the week?
Oh, sorry.
Was that a little new bit for the end of the jingle?
Yeah. Oh, dropped it. No, I haven't dropped my gadget of the week. And this week it is the Amazon Kindle.
And very nice. Yeah, two being the important bit.
Yes, so this is a brand new Kindle. You can pre-order it now from Amazon.
As of yesterday.
As of yesterday, sorry, for the 7th. But it's available to buy on the 19th of October.
That's my birthday.
Well, now we know what to get.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, that won't work because it would take a day to arrive.
No, we could pre-order it to arrive on the 19th.
See?
Oh, yeah.
So,
good thinking.
what is new in the two?
Well, it's smaller. Well, thinner. Form factor is...
As it's smaller, is it therefore more expensive?
It's £109. Wiffy only.
Oh, it's a lot cheaper.
Wiffy only. Mm. And you could buy it in the UK now.
Is this because it's now priced in pounds?
Yeah. Yes. Price before, I mean, the DX and that, they were maybe a little bit expensive anyway, but by the time you'd imported them from Amazon.com, it was just ridiculous.
It got silly, didn't it?
Yeah. It's still not touchscreen. You've still got the keypad at the bottom.
You see, I've been playing around with it. And you want to touch that screen. It's so large and inviting.
Mm.
I don't know why.
And it just feels clumsy, the interface, without touchscreen.
I know. But I don't... I mean, I'm always in two minds about ebook readers, which is firstly, they're often not very slick, but then almost the whole nature of reading books doesn't require that kind of slickness.
That's true. I've seen,
they're always great devices. They always just seem like interim technology, though. As,
I'm seeing
as
quite
sort
a lot
of tablet.
Of them around now. I mean,
I like it. Really? Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of them around on the tube.
Usually in the hands of a slightly older technology user.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, because obviously I'm a thrusting young person, so I naturally, you know, if it hasn't got whiz-bang colour graphics and...
I remember the story when you tried to use a cash point by using touchscreen.
What's going on?
Why isn't it working? Oh, there's buttons around the side. Well, I had a similar experience with the Kindle. But I mean, obviously e-ink is fantastic.
E-ink and and that's what sets it apart from things like the iPad and all that kind of business, because e-ink is still the best way of reading a book electronically.
No, I would agree with that. It's just I don't think iPad screens and the like are necessarily bad for reading books, but if you're a committed book reader,
well, it looks. Claire, our sub-editor's
resident reader,
she has.
Got a reader.
She's got a Kindle, and she loves it.
She's
and I love
the
fact
one.
That you can now download books straight away with the 3G.
Yeah, I think that,
which is just really good. But the best bit, wait, I haven't shown you the My Pièce de Résistance with this case that's £50 more expensive.
Hey.
Look at that. Oh, it's my God. It's
a pull-out
fantastic.
Reading light.
A pull-out reading light
that,
in the case.
Oh, that's sold. I am sold now.
It's £50 more expensive, but maybe I should say that the case is my gadget.
So what, hold on. You mean you get a case anyway, but to get one with a light,
with the light it's £50
that's
more
ridiculous.
Expensive.
Sorry, £50.
Okay, let me just describe this light.
That's a bit excessive.
It is. It's very slick. It pulls out of the corner. It feels like a kind of a slightly bendy piece of plastic. Yeah.
And
when you pull it out, it snaps into place and it just gives you a little beam of light down onto the book, which is nice.
Backlighting would be even nicer.
I don't know if it's £50 nice.
I think it's £50.
Is it made of genuine
I'm sure it
human
is
leather or something? Is it why it's so expensive?
Okay.
See? So yeah,
it's a nice thing.
Yes,
I mean, I like the fact in a way that it's because everybody says, well, if I suppose I just said it just then, that you can't really do anything with it apart from read books. You can't.
But
really
that's
browse
a good
the
thing. That's a good thing. In a way, it's nice. In my book,
you can. Yeah,
very good.
Yeah.
And that the other thing with that is, as opposed to the DX was just ridiculously oversized. I thought that's basically the size of a book.
It's a nice size. It would go in a handbag. Should you carry such a thing?
Exactly.
And
it could if you were a lady, or even I believe some gentlemen carry these kind of things these days.
Apparently so. I don't know any.
You can shop at Amazon as well on it.
Yeah. No, it does have some more high tech features, such as being able to download stuff. But it's basically a nice way of reading a good old book, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, well,
is.
On that note. Yes. Now.
Great insight. Though.
Yes.
Ebook reader, good way of reading a book.
That's what people tune in to this podcast for.
I reckon.
Absolutely. Now, you asked for it. It is finally here.
I love you. You had to look that up. Yes, you asked for it.
It's here.
It says here.
That's pretty insightful, their writing there. It is, of course, the T3 tablet edition.
Yes. Well, it's not quite here yet, but you can pre-register for it. And it's here next Thursday, isn't it?
Monday.
Or this Thursday. Or Monday.
Monday.
Well, it's
next
coming
week.
Soon,
Let's
anyway.
Let's just say
it's
next week.
Next week, okay.
Yeah, it's coming very soon, or it's already here, depending on what day you're listening to this podcast.
Right, the week commencing 11th of October. It should happen at some point.
Yes.
Lovely. What can you expect?
Well, basically, all your favourite parts of the magazine in a new exciting iPad. Actually, you say tablet edition. Of course, it's the iPad edition. But
I was going to ask, is it just iPad? Or
at the minute,
if you've got
just
a Galaxy?
iPad, yes.
Okay.
You will not believe the logistical design and production difficulties involved with producing an iPad. But it's, it's because we've done it properly, though. I mean, like, you can view it in both landscape and portrait. So as you flip it, the page will reflow. So that involves using two more designers than we'd ordinarily use. So it's basically we're just pissing money down the drain to bring you a high quality product.
Okay.
There's like video, there's, you know, extra content.
And is it horizontally and vertically?
Does it come out with the magazine? Is it weekly? Is it monthly?
Monthly. You buy an app to download it and it will update each month and you'll get it at the same time as the paper magazine subscribers get it. Pretty much, by and large, as long as we get it done on
time.
But
how much is it? I'm always wary of asking technical questions.
I believe.
Yeah, it's £3.99. There's an interesting technical reason for that, which is the magazine costs, what do we cost these days? £4.25.
There you go.
You can't price something at, if we wanted to have exactly the same price as the mag, we couldn't, because you can't have the price £4.25. Apple won't allow it. It's one of the mystifying things. That Apple just will not allow.
Oh, well, that's an extra bonus. So you've got 26 pence off just because Apple is a bit.
Yeah.
It has to be something 99.
Okay.
Go figure. I don't know.
So it's cheaper than the mag, but.
26p cheaper.
Yeah.
But for my money, much, much better.
Yeah.
So I suggest everybody buy one. Even if you already subscribe to the paper magazine, also subscribe to this because I really need a pay rise.
And then more importantly, we are on there.
Yeah, apparently we are. There's a dedicated.
There's
something else.
There's a dedicated podcast page on there.
I am very pleased about this because we're a bit tucked away on the website, you know.
But it's going to have they've
designed
it.
As if they're ashamed.
They've designed it so it looks like a radio, so you do actually tune in to the podcast.
I'm loving this.
That sounds brilliant. What's the as you move your finger across, you'll be like, and then me going,
hello,
assholes.
There are clips. Well, hopefully it'll sound like there's clips of the last 4 weeks, and then you can download the latest podcast.
Oh, that is special.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'm liking that. Okay. So how do you get it? You can pre-register interest now.
Yes.
Or if you're listening after it's been launched this week, you can already get it. But it's...
Well, basically, it's an app.
Yeah.
The app sits on your iPad iPad.
It's just your iPad.
And then each month, it'll when you're in Wi-Fi range, it'll download.
Nip into the App Store.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to worry about... Because obviously, a magazine is quite a large file.
Hmm.
But because of the way the iPad is set up, it's not something that we've cleverly done. It's just the way the iPad's set up. Yeah. It won't allow downloads of that size over the air.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about knackering your data tariff. It'll connect via Wi-Fi. It'll be there.
Wow.
In your box in a matter of seconds. And you'll be able to browse and all the videos embedded. So you don't need to, is that a pain in the ass to sort out. But all the video is embedded, so you don't need to be online to see the video. And,
And just to sort of put this into, just to give people some idea, I mean, this hasn't just happened overnight, has it? You can't just take a magazine, turn it into a tablet edition. Well, you can. You could PDF the whole magazine, but that would be a bit dull. This is a bit more exciting than
this. This has taken like 4 or 5 months and a team about the same size as the web team, isn't it? It's like... Designers galore, senior people.
Well,
from
the first UK mag to do it.
That's pretty exciting.
To be on the iPad.
Are we?
Yeah.
I was going to say Wired, but that's the US one,
US
isn't it?
One, yeah. It's the first UK magazine.
Get
it's
in! In your face stuff, for instance.
And other magazines.
And certain other magazines.
Yeah, which we will not speak. Okay, good. All right. Well, it's a first for T3. Yeah.
And it is really good. I mean, I think regular listeners...
Even though you say regular
listeners to this podcast will know, if I don't think something's good, I will make it... I'll give a little hint that I don't think it's very good. This is great. And in fact, if anything, we've almost over-engineered it and made more work for ourselves than we need to with the whole being able to look at it two ways up.
So you get your $3.99's worth.
Yeah.
I would say so, yeah.
Good. Okay. All right. Well, that is about it for this week. Remember, T3 is on the shelves. T3.com has all the latest, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.